googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
On June 17, 1994, O.J. Simpson became the most famous fugitive on the planet.
Bizarre happenings in Los Angeles, and it all began with charges laid by L.A. police against O.J. Simpson.
A nationwide manhunt is on.
Calling all cars, calling all cars. This is the chief. Be on the lookout for the following mugs.
If you can solve the mystery, you could win the prize of a lifetime. A chance to be animated with The Simpsons. Every time you complete a 1-800-COLLECT call, you and the person you call are automatically entered.
Highway Patrol.
I think I just saw O.J. Simpson on the 5 freeway. He's heading north.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we are okay, but you gotta tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, and he got a gun to his head.
Keep watching Fox for clues, and don't miss The Simpsons season premiere on September 17th to find out who done it and to see if you're a winner.
Hey guys, let's give it up for your next comedian coming up to the stage, the very funny Mr. Ian Ellis.
Is it Bring Your Grandpa to Comedy Night? That dude had cum stains on his sweater and grass stains on his pants. I don't know if it was a performance or if we need to call somebody. He might be missing. This is a solvable case. Let's get that grandpa home. He's off his meds and kids care about him. Christmas won't be the same if we don't get him back. Keep it past midnight, he turns into a gremlin. That other guy, Phil, I mean, way better than, you know, an office shooting. Far less awkward. I just want all of you to be here to hear a list of people I want to get rid of. Parked too close to me? Have I showed you my gun yet? Scary shit. Before I came here, I was watching The People vs. O.J. Simpson on Netflix. You guys excited about O.J.? After watching that and reviewing his Wikipedia, I can tell you O.J. is terrible at crime. This is not for him. He lived his life like an episode of Grand Theft Auto. Like, I'm pretty sure he thinks when we acquitted him of one crime, he was just acquitted of crime. And just went on a... He was arrested for speeding through a manatee zone. Was he looking for the real killer? Heard about what happened to Steve Irwin? Manatee got hands big as mine. I bet they killed Nicole. Kato, get the Bronco. OJ stinks. Didn't pay his taxes. Classic rich black dude mistake. Here's how the industry works. You go from paying dues to paying Jews. That's it. Otherwise, you make too much money, and for some reason, that's against the law. Your money belongs to us. Here's my earliest memory of OJ. 1994. It's an important year in my life, because that's the year that Mr. Burns got shot. I spent the entire summer trying to solve that case. There was strings, there was a board, I was taking clues, having meetings, because this was my chance to show my classmates that I'm Batman, and that I'm going to be animated on The Simpsons. 3 months goes by. Part two, we find out who did it. My broadcast was interrupted by OJ News. I said, he killed Mr. Burns? I know he's a Simpson, but he wasn't even in the last episode. It took me 10 years to see the second part of that goddamn episode. One of the biggest moments of my life. Foiled by OJ. The person I feel the worst for, the real victim, was Rob Kardashian. Okay. His wife left him for Bruce Jenner. Who's now Caitlyn Jenner, the most famous transgender person on the planet and woman of the year. His best friend to help him get through it is O.J. Simpson. godfather to his child. Most notorious murderer in human history. Or maybe just American recent history. His daughter, Kim Kardashian, had a sex tape. Became the biggest pop celebrity star of all time. Married to Kanye West. The biggest pop star of all time. He's a regular dude. Went to school, got a job, made some money. Everybody in his life is batshit crazy and fucking famous for it. I'd have blown my brains out. Thank God he got cancer. Too much to live through. Refugees, that's in the news a lot right now. I have 2 points about that. All right. On the one hand, you got to be careful, because if shit goes wrong here, there's no place for us to refugee to, okay? This is it. Your Instagram's not going to be cool living in a rice field. On the other side, to all the people that are like, fuck these refugees, you got to realize there's a lot of single men in this country. And those women have been subjugated for years. And you got to consider the good refugee pussy that we are turning away. If you have running water and don't mind them reading, you might be a catch. Genital mutilation or a dude that gets jealous and wants to watch football? It's better over here. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Ian Ellis, everybody. I watched the nigga whole TV show and still don't give a fuck about OJ. And don't go out like OJ. Beat a murderer, went to jail for some football cards. I can't go out like OJ.
I got a 405 OJ jokes. 22 years after it was relevant. This guy's a real hack. We're going to have to take him down comedy school. Pull over. Pull over. Sir, this is the comedy police. Please turn off your vehicle. You're being pulled over for OJ jokes. Please. Please, sir, get out of the vehicle.
Okay, so the last thing I want to ask you about is when you did Talking Funny with Jerry and Louie and
Ricky.
And Gervais. Or Gervais. Whatever. I don't know how people do it. There was the funniest moment in there when I was watching it where Ricky Gervais was a baby comic, like was having like a squeaky, squeaky baby comic moment. And I wondered if that was how you felt about him when you were having the conversation. It was about him insisting that certain things weren't funny. Do you remember that part of the conversation?
Ugh. There's this new thing of winning is more important than being right.
Right.
And it started with social media, and it started with political correctness, where people now believe... They quite rightly believe their opinion is worth as much as someone else's opinion.
Rightly, you just said to be
well,
polite.
Some people are idiots. Like, let's be honest. Yeah. No, but even if your opinion is worth as much as someone else's opinion, people now think their opinion is worth as much as other people's facts.
Right.
And it's the world gone crazy. The alternative facts. What? We used to call them lies.
Yeah.
What do you mean alternative facts?
Right.
I mean, there was definitely a part of the conversation where, you know, me and Jerry and Louie and, a lot more experience.
Accumulated to like 70 years of stand-up experience. Like the three of you.
Yeah.
Ricky has like 7.
Yeah.
And he just had I just wondered, because to me, I was like, the next day, one of my friends was like, did you see Ricky? I was like, being a baby comic. I was like, he was such a fucking baby comic right there. And he was like, no, that's not funny. And it was something about farts. Something really stupid. It was just interesting to me, like, in that conversation, if you reacted in that way, and if you, when you look back at who you were when you were a baby comic, if your sense of what's funny and what's not.
Oh, really young. You're like a born again comic.
Right.
I know people that they want to be accepted in the group, and they take on a role. They take on the role of idiot to be accepted in the group. They take on the role of whipping boy. The role of anything. How many times a kid in school? There was a kid who was in the gang because he'd eat vomit for peanuts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you want to
go,
why are you doing that? And now society's like that. Now people do anything. People live their lives like an open wound to be famous. in the last 15 years. I thought The Office was the peak of it, was the peak of sort of normal people being narcissistic and wanting to be famous. It wasn't. Now we look back on those as sort of quainter times. And so in the movie, David Brent is sort of outranked by the new narcissist, by these people who get on The Apprentice by saying, I would destroy anyone who stands in my way. There's a new alpha male, there's a new cruelty, there's a new... Do you know what I mean?
Well, the idea of celebrity is different, too. It's like, because celebrities are less impressive because people get on YouTube and they do funny shit or they do crazy shit. You're like, what makes you interesting?
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, and they know that. And there's this unwritten sort of contract where people, even documentary is more demanding and intrusive now, you know. We wouldn't have heard about David Brent's breakdown in The Office. It was a politer time. But now documentaries say, well, you better show us your lowest ebb or you won't get on. It'll soon we'll have shows like Celebrity Enema. You know what I mean? But it's sad because they're just looking for something else. They're just looking for acceptance. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Are you more rigorous or less rigorous about what you think is meaningful?
Way less rigorous now. Mm-hmm. Way more accepting of everybody.
Yeah.
No beef with everybody. See the good in every comedian. Used to hate everybody.
Right.
Now I'm just, Carrot Top's great.
Yeah, and losers must be punished and squashed these days. Do you know what I mean?
There's what the band does.
He's been sold the lie, like we all have for the last 15 years, that, you know, just if you beg to be famous, someone will go, all right, then. All these talent shows, you know? And it's not chastised anymore. But the thing is, I think the important thing is it's how the world's changed. We watch these sort of reality shows where and you know competitions where people bordering on mentally ill are wheeled out to be sniggered at by millionaires, and we're culpable.
It's entertaining.
Yeah,
it is really. But it is like the Victorian Freak Show. It's just packaged differently now. So it is about that. It is about fame, probably more explicitly than The Office. But it is about a man who needs a bit of... He needs a hug.
Pop star.
I did want to be a pop star, and that was my mistake. I was 20, and I should have been wanting to be a musician. Do I pander to the 200 egos in the room or the 200 million people watching around the globe? No contest.
Right.
The people at home aren't winning awards. They're not millionaires, right? So what's in it for them? Well, it should be entertaining. So winning awards is not a spectator sport. I tried to make it one. And let's get it in context. They weren't a room full of wounded soldiers.
Yeah.
I was teasing them about their public behaviour.
Yeah.
I didn't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like what Mel Gibson did. He did this, and he's going, oh God, how did that get out? It was all. I love Braveheart. I think he's a great director.
Yeah.
That wasn't the target of my jokes. Target's a strong word. What did I say? I teased him.
Yeah.
I teased him about saying something when he was drunk, you know. It's like, you know, it was no big deal.
But no one
wants to be the butt of a joke. No one wants to be the butt of a joke, because I understand that, and it's... I don't know. I don't think I said anything that bad. Again, I think it often came from people mistaking the target of the joke with the subject of the joke. I justify every single thing. I don't go out there and try and ruin their day. I don't think comedy is your conscience taking a day off. I can justify every single joke, but it just gets boring. Why do I have to defend it? I want to start saying, do you think that joke was all right? I go, no, it was awful. It's terrible. Put me in jail.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
You know, but I do want to explain it because there is a point to them. You know, I think there is often a point.
Well, you shouldn't have to explain it to people in show business. Like, they understand what... I mean, they're all playing murderers or playing other people. And, like, why is that okay? But if you make fun of them, they're like, well, you don't get it.
Well, it's funny as well. Because journalists say, is there anything you won't make a joke about? And I go, no. Is there anything you wouldn't write about? No. It depends what you're saying. It depends what the joke is. You know, and I think people often can't see through that it's okay to joke about anything. It depends what the joke is.
Sometimes feels like I'm gone, but feels like I'm gone. them go, boy. So much pressure applied, all this pressure applied, greatest pressure applied in our life. We gone.